Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And I really am always ready to talk business. I find it fascinating. I find it interesting. I find that there are so many directions you can go when you're talking business. And when you're talking business, you should be thinking all the time about all the different aspects of your business. What happened today? What happened yesterday? What do we need to improve upon? How can I get the attention of the people that work for me, my coworkers? How can I motivate them? How can I train them? How can I reach them? And how can I reach my customers or clients? Who is the most valuable customer or client that your business has? Have you ever thought about that? Or do you just take them for granted? What is the answer? Who is the most valuable customer or client your business has? And the answer is, they're all the most valuable customer or client that you have. Some of them give you more business than others, but the ones that aren't giving you a great deal of business today could turn into the monster client tomorrow that brings you the most business you ever had. The customer that you think and you're ignoring and not paying attention to or not getting the service that they want might be the biggest enemy that you've ever come across, because they're going to be angry with you. They're going to tell everybody why you didn't meet the needs, you didn't meet the promises. So we have to understand that our customers are valuable assets. We have to nurture them. We have to talk to them. And if you've got several big customers, well, take them to lunch once in a while. Talk to them. If you have many, many customers and you can't talk to all of them because you have so many, you know, tell your coworkers, your employees, if there is a problem, I want to know about it right now. I don't want to hear about it after the fact. And if there's a problem, even if they're a small account, get on that telephone and solve that problem. Find out what's going on, because what's going on with that particular client or customer may be something that's going on throughout your business, but you're not aware of it. It might have just shown up in this particular case. And it will be invaluable for you to find out exactly what's going on. So you see, everything that you do in your business is important. Some people will give you more business. Some people will give you less business. But they are all valuable, every single one of them. And I'm sure you've heard the saying that it's 10 times harder to find a new customer or client than it is to keep the one you have. So let's treat them with respect. Let's find out what their needs are. Let's talk to them once in a while. Let's talk and say, how can we help you? What can we do better? How can we serve you better? Make them feel that you're interested in their business and you're going to help them grow their business. It's not just about money. It's not just about the paycheck that you get. It's important for people to communicate and talk to people. And sometimes, because of LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, we forget that it's necessary to communicate one-on-one with customers. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.